own younger self talking to someone now dead for over a decade. I'd like to hear it again.
Finish the Bottle, Encounters with Artists, was presented by Martin Gayford. This week's essay series was produced by Susan Marling, and it's a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 3.
Live in Concert brings you a Bruckner double bill. On Wednesday, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Karabits, perform Bruckner's last symphony, his ninth. And on Friday, Maris Janssens leads the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in the symphony which brought Bruckner the greatest success within his own lifetime, his seventh. Join me, Martin Handley, for Bruckner's Symphonies 7 and 9, live in concert on Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, or catch up with each concert via the Radio 3 website.
The time now is 11 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3. Time to cross live once more to the Southbound Centre in London for Well Done 3. Here's Lopa Qatari.
Thanks, Ian. Yes, indeed, I'm at BBC Radio 3's temporary home in the Riverside Cafe. I'll pop up, if you will, at London's South Bank Centre on the banks of the River Thames. There's a glass box behind me where our technicians are fiddling with some pretty fancy gizmos to make sure that all goes well tonight. I'm sitting at a table where I'm going to be chatting to my guests this evening, and in front of me are microphone stands, speakers, and a feisty audience here to share the music and and to hoop and holler whenever it takes their fancy. My guests tonight include Erwa Haider, who is the music editor at Metro, a free sheet that many of you will be familiar with. And playing for us are some of the folk world's finest, who are going to be kicking up a storm, if you pardon the pun, because, of course, they go by the name of the Hurricane Party. There's a lot of music to cram in tonight, so let's get going with Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party and a song called Lover's Ghost.
Bad, my darling, dear, he said, and where are your white holland sheets? And where are the maidens, my darling, dear, he said, that will wait upon you while you
Lovers, Lovers Ghost, warming up the programme for us tonight. A bit of who's who of folk there. The Hurricane Party, who are Faye Heald, John Bowden, Sam Sweeney, Rob Harbron and Andy Cutting. And they're going to be playing for us again in just under 15 minutes' time, at which point I'm going to ask Faye, amongst other questions, about her penchant for supergroups. Hello and welcome. I'm Lapa Kotari, and this is World on 3, coming to you live from the Riverside Cafe at South Bank Centre in London. I've got lots of new releases on the programme tonight, some retro pop from Spain, kitsch pop from Brazil, and a sassy bit of 1930s pop that I picked with my guest Arwa Haider in mind. And we've got part 8 of our Commonwealth Connections series that this week takes us to Brunei and St Lucia. Now, this track is one of the new releases. It's from the album Devil's Tale, where the mighty gypsy band Fanfara Çakalı team up with the gypsy jazz guitarist Adrian Rasso. Now, why on earth would a guitarist want to go head-to-head with a 24-piece Balkan brass band? Well, both sides say it was a challenge that turned out to be like a meeting of long-lost brothers. This is C'est la vie, light-footed gypsy music with real swing. We'll be right back. Mamani Keita bringing a whole new sound to the music of Mali, teamed up there with one of the country's leading guitarists, Jeli Musa Kouyaté, the guy who was the figurehead in the Bamako Rail Band in its heyday. Jalal Kibali is from Mamani's album Kanu, worth a listen if you haven't already got it. Here next is a group that put the fun into Funana, rural dance music of Cape Verde, and in doing so made it a bit of a national treasure in the mid-70s. Bulimundo and a song called Sentimento Cabo Verdiano. I love the way Cachas, the lead singer, sings with that soft quiver tremolo in his voice. And feel free to sway your hips to this one.
Ganhos da franco-francês, ganhos da libra inglês, da coração de caverniano. Ganhos da inglês holandês, ganhos da andola americano, da sentimento de caverniano. Campinho de vira nevado, de chance de batuco, da banca cola mão e coladeira. Se pobreza é que a vergonha, nem trabalha que ele fez. Thank you.
Ganhou-se de um franco francês, ganhou-se de um livre inglês, de um coração de caverniano. Ganhou-se de um guiro holandês, ganhou-se de um dólar americano, sentimento de caverniano. Capinge vira nefado, beijão-se codinha batuco, da manca cola morre coladeira. Se pobreza é que vergonha, me trabalha que ele feito. Cabo Verde é orgulho, é quem habilita dojo.
Felipe Cordeiro and fanzine Kitsch, 21st century Brazilian pop from a man who's gaining a name in his country as one of the industry's most innovative pop artists. His music is lovingly disrespectful of some of Brazil's music traditions, all wittily wrapped up in an album called Kitsch Pop Cult. And so to my guests, the Hurricane Party, who opened the show for us tonight. And Faye Heald is going to tell us what they're going to play. Faye?
Hello. It's a song called The Weaver's Daughter, which I got from a book called The Folk Songs of the Upper Thames, which is a collection of songs which were put together by Alfred Williams.
about to view the fields so early. A pretty lass came tripping by, as light as any fairy. I said, fair maid, what brings you here? And by the hand a quarter, I asked her name, she blushed for shame. I'm the poor old weaver's daughter, the poor old weaver's daughter. Her hair was black, her eyes were blue, her age was almost 20. I said, fair maid, if you'll be mine, I've gold and riches plenty. My mother, she's not long been dead, but the lesson that she taught me was to marry for love and not for gold. Find a poor old weaver's daughter, poor old weaver's daughter. My father, he is almost long gone past his labour, it break his heart from me to part. Find a poor old weaver's daughter, a poor old weaver's daughter. I turned around to go my way and bade farewell forever. I wish this maiden all the joy and love long life can bring her. I'll never forget the day we met by fields of shining water, and wherever she's gone, my heart belongs.
Weaver's daughter from the Harrington party, and Faye, the woman in charge of this merry band, is sitting with me here now.
As I like to be called, yeah.
The woman in charge. Faye, did I hear you say that was a song of the Upper Thames?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
apt is that tonight?
Well, you know, planning ahead and that.
Now, what is it with supergroups and you? Because you know, you're very much at the heart of today's folk scene. You've got this group of fantastic folk artists with you tonight, the Hurricane Party, but also you've got the full English, you know, with the likes of Seth Lakeman and Martin Simpson, Nancy Carr. Why are they all drawn to you, Faye?
I don't know. I'm an unaccompanied singer. I like just standing there singing songs. But you can't just do that sometimes. You know, that works really well late at night in a pub when people are really listening. But when you're doing big gigs and festivals, you need a bit of music behind you. And there's so many amazing musicians and singers around that, I don't know, it seems the time is ripe.
Have you all known each other for a long time then?
Nope. Some of us have, some of us haven't. The full English, the reason for setting that up was because I wanted to work with people I hadn't worked with before, as well as some that I had. So Seth Lakeman, I'd never even met him when we started collaborating. But then others like Sam Sweeney and Rob Harburn, who are in this band, I took them over there as well, because it's nice to have some safe, brilliant people that you can rely on too. So a bit of a mixture.
Now, it's said of you that you have this gift for unearthing rare and interesting material. How did you get started? How did you get interested in folk music?
Classic story. Mum was a Morris dancer. My dad was a guitarist at the local folk club. So that sleeping under benches type picture, that was me. So it was just life, really. And I never was a trained musician. I didn't get into folk music at any point. It was just what you do. It's your social life. It's your holiday. It's what you do for fun with friends. And that's never really changed.
Well, will you do another song for us now?
We will, yeah, that'd be lovely.
What's it going to be?
A song called Tarry Trousers, and I got it from the singing of Frankie Armstrong.
Wonderful. Thank you. Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party with a song called Tarry Trousers.
Into foreign countries they do go. We'll die and leave you broken hearted, and that'll prove you're over the road. Then I will dress in sailor's clothing, no foreign dangers will I fear. When I'm in the field of battle, then I'll protect my sailor dear. How the loud guns they will rattle, and how the small guns make a cry, fight on, me brave young boys. My mother would have me marry a tailor and my heart's delight, but give me the man whose tarry trousers shine to me bright dazzling white.
The Hurricane Party and Tarry Trousers. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to me, Lopa Katari, and that was the Hurricane Party playing live for us on World on 3 here at the BBC Radio 3 pop-up studio at the Riverside Cafe at Southbank Centre in London. More music from the band still to come. Also coming up, we've got a new track from Spain's rockiest guitar duo, who other than Rodrigo y Gabriela. And the hit of last year's WOMAD, the Malawi Mouse Boys, who've come out with a delightful new album. Plus, my other guest tonight, Arwa Haider, the music editor for Metro, is going to join me. But before she does, here are a couple more tunes. The first is from Canadian cellist Anne Janelle. So Long at the Fair is her second album, and it's quite varied with a bit of swing and wit. There's even a song where a candy store sings to bring the kids in. This is A Good Lover with a real South African township groove to it.
Smiles like a friend with a stranger's eyes. His distant look shows more than he knows. The gentlest touch finds weak spots in his shield. Works in bare hands just the way he does. Always likes to print in capitals. He says the details are just for the weak. Oh, 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 oh. good promises he wants to keep them. Sometimes life just has another plan. He's desperate to make love, but he breaks it instead. Oh,
a very different sound from Sheon Kuti in Egypt 80. Sheon's latest album, A Long Way to the Beginning, really packs a punch. He says that it has been a struggle to get to this point, but now we are here, he says, and we're coming for what is ours. This is where it begins. That song was Ohun Aye, Things of Life, a song that asks us to rise above commerciality and consumerism, because things, possessions will not improve the memory of who we were. Sheon Kuti and Egypt 80 are going to be playing at Village Underground in East London next weekend, and it promises, as ever, to be a high-octane gig. Well, joining me here now is Arwa Haider, who is the music editor for Metro Newspaper. Arwa, it's great to have you here, and timely, I guess you could say, because not only are you due with your first child in the next few days, or perhaps even hours, but it's also Mother's Day this weekend. How wonderful is that?
Oh, it's just great to be here, so thank you very much for asking me.
But yeah, Arwa, I couldn't let this moment go without a special song just for you tonight, or perhaps it should be for your partner Quinton, because the title, I think, says it all. The delightful Ginger Rogers singing, I'll Be Hard to Handle.
Brilliant.
Promise you that. And if you complain, here's one little Jane that will leave you flat. I'll be hard to handle. What else can I be? Just ask my dad the trouble he had controlling me. I have told to be specific and not temper. Oh, I'm terrific. I throw chairs and tables and I never miss. I tell lies, I mean I'm selfish. Think it over, my warning is this. I'll be hard to handle, I'm making it plain. Now just be a dear and scram out of here, cause I'm going to raise Cain. I'll treat more drinks, more to this my treat for me. I'm as cold as any shellfish. I tell lies, I mean I'm selfish. Think it over, my warning is, if you want to be sweet, oh, I'll be hard to handle. I'm making it plain. Now just be a dear and scram out of here.
The amazing all-round performer and 20th century icon Ginger Rogers and I'll Be Hard to Handle. Arwa, that I thought was quite a good little song for you. And
I love that. I'm very touched by the dedication, definitely.
You're the music editor for Metro. Yeah. Tell me, how on earth do you decide what to review, what gigs to cover? I mean, it's a huge breadth of music.
It is a huge breadth of music, which is precisely why it feels like such an exciting and privileged position to be in. And I think it's not dissimilar to you. You know, you come to this obsessed with music and you're immersed in it all the time. So in a way, you're just tapping into what's around you, whether it's obvious big talking points or just using this incredible platform you've got to highlight brilliant stuff out there that's maybe not reached the mainstream yet.
Arwa, you were born in Baghdad, in Iraq. When did you come over to the UK?
My parents actually brought me to the UK when I was very young. I was only 4 months old, and they're both doctors. It wasn't intended to be a permanent move back then. My father was studying, and obviously it was a pretty permanent move. But I have a lot of family there.
So was music part of your growing up? I mean, do you have a kind of soundtrack that was at home?
Music was always completely part of my childhood, and you know, obviously growing up. But because my parents didn't intend to actually relocate, they didn't come over with their record collection. In a way, I think I came to explore more international music and Arabic music as I got older. And also, a lot of the music that my parents were listening to, you know, before they had me, was international hits. You know, so there was a real mixture of stuff. So I came to it in a slightly back-to-front fashion, if that makes sense.
Well, the first track that we're going to play that you've chosen tonight is from Yasmin Hamdan. Tell me why you've picked this one.
Yasmin Hamdan's debut solo album, Yanas, was one of my favourite albums of last year. And she also obviously did a session for you.
Yeah, it was great.
On your programme. And I just thought it was an incredibly exciting record. She reinterprets some classical Arabic songs, but also creates original material. And I think I've often felt that contemporary Arabic voices are underrepresented, and I was very refreshed by what she has to offer. And this track, Nadia, it's a traditional track that she turns into this very smouldering electro soul record. I just think she's an incredibly exciting artist.
يا وردتي يا نديا روحي لي خليها هدية يا وردتي يا نديا روحي لي خليها هدية والورد رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله يا وردتي يا روحي لي خليها هدية يا وردتي يا نديا روحي لي خليها هدية والورد رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله يا شوقي لو مر صوبي لا سوي من ظل ثوبي يا شوقي لو مر صوبي لا سوي من ظل ثوبي والورد رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله والله رسم ودادي والله
Nadia, a track from Yasmin Hamdan, chosen by Arwa. And Arwa, am I right in thinking that the South Bank Centre, or more precisely the RFH, is one of your favourite venues?
Absolutely. I mean, all the South Bank venues, I just think, are an incredible collective space to enjoy music. I love the fact that they use all the spaces around it. I mean, tonight, what you're doing here is a really good example of that. You've got all this incredible variety of music with, like, this stunning backdrop. It feels like it belongs to everyone, and I think that's just something to be celebrated.
A lot is said about technology and how it's kind of ruining the commercial viability of the music business. Do you think that's true?
I mean, there's no denying that it's had a negative impact on sales and, you know, the commercial stability of things like kind of buying records. I think as music fans, we can't and don't really regard it as the enemy. I mean, you know, we engage with it, and it's extremely exciting that you can immediately access this great breadth of music. I think everything has felt like it's been in a state of flux. I mean, as a music journalist, it brings its frustrations, but then it brings its great possibilities, and it means that you can address a broader range of music than before because you know that people can access it. It becomes something that everyone can engage with.
Well, I think that's one of the things, isn't it? That technology has kind of blurred the lines between genres of music. I mean, it's no longer one specific crowd that gets to hear or follow certain types of music. They click on a button and it says, oh, you might like to listen to something else as well. So, you know.
Yeah, there is that. And then there's also, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it's borne out with the younger generations of music fans because, you know, it means that if you're at school, you can kind of potentially access anything from all over the world. And whereas, you know, when I was younger, you'd have to really go to a great deal of work to seek out something that wasn't necessarily available on your high street. So I think it's going to do a lot of good, but I can see there's a heck of a lot of challenges at the moment as well.
Well, talking of the younger generation, this next track you've chosen is a father and son duo, Tumani, with his son, Siddiqui. Tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Tumani Diabati doesn't need a great deal of introduction as Kora virtuoso, and he's also been, as well as a solo star, a great collaborative spirit. But his latest album is both a celebration of his own musical heritage, it's a very deep-rooted tradition from his own family, and also an introduction to his, early 20-something son, Siddiqui, who also proves to be a great talent on the Kora. And so the album is a series of duets. Siddiqui, incidentally, is named after his grandfather, who was also a very celebrated musician, and it seems to be continuing in that line. And the album, a lot of the tracks on the album, including the one that we're going to hear in a second, they draw from traditions, but they are named for modern themes and modern people. And this track, Rashid Aguini, is actually named after an Algerian historian who is a great champion of Malian music and culture. Thank you.
Rashid Ouigwini, a track from Toumani Diabaté and Siddiqui Diabaté's new album. It's a lovely, lovely album, as you say, Arwa. And they've actually got a UK tour that's kicking off in May. And Toumani and Siddiqui are going to be joining us live on World on 3 on the 30th of May. Arwa, tell me, what music is exciting you at the moment? Is it perhaps modern nursery rhymes?
No, I haven't quite got into that yet. I mean, the tracks that we're playing tonight actually are probably some of the more recent things that have really, grabbed my imagination. But at any point in time, there's always a mixture of old stuff that you're rediscovering and, brand new epiphanies.
You know, before the programme began this evening, we were talking about social networks and the kind of do's and don'ts and the sort of horrifying
minefield
of it. Do you think, though, that today's being connected in with social media is a must, especially for the music industry?
I think, given that as a journalist, what you do is communication, it's maybe a bit of an oversight not being part of it. But I think you can choose to be engaged as much as you want. I mean, I don't particularly like posting lots of personal photos or giving away, lots about, your downtime. But I think it can be a really fun and interesting thing. But it's in tandem with everything else in life. It doesn't replace actual conversations or real life.
But it's quite a good promotional sort of medium, isn't it?
It can be. And then sometimes I think it can be overblown into, something that it's not. I mean, you must get this as well. You constantly get bombarded with something that's supposedly the latest new internet craze. And I think things still have to prove their worth, just as they had to before we were using digital media. Hopefully a really strong record or, a really evocative piece of art still, that's what actually strikes a chord.
Well, we've run out of time a bit, really. You've got one more track that you're going to play tonight. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, this is a really dynamic new debut album from rising star of Brazilian hip-hop, Carol Conca, who is actually also playing London next week on the 3rd of April. And her album, Batuk Freak, when I initially listened to this, it actually got me thinking about the British Tamil artist, MIA, in that there's quite an international mishmash on here. But having said that, Carol definitely has her own voice. And it was hard to choose a track from this album because there's so much going on the record overall. There's dub rhythms, there's folk inspirations, there are nods to Latin jazz and also to like American soul stars like Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill. But went for the first track on the album, Boa Notte, which is it sounds like a statement of intent. It's just a really cleverly constructed record. There's just great earthy samples on there, and also just this great kind of funky energy. And the refrain, I think, translates as listen to this sound really loud, which is a pretty irresistible proposition. It just sounds like a very charismatic new star.
So before we turn the volume up on this one, Arwa Haider, thank you very much for coming in this evening.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Thanks for the dedication too.
Well, here's wishing you a happy Mother's Day for when that day comes.
Thank you.
Confere, sou o que o povo prefere. Meu estilo é o que difere. Totalmente livre e leve, ao mesmo tempo que ferve. A batida me causa febre, aquecida, nada interfere. Me preparo pra embarcar, eu vou levar pra qualquer lugar. Tudo que aprendi quero aproveitar. Sem desistir, sem medo de errar. Ganhando excesso sem pensar. Se identifique, então se posicione. Quem é real não se esconde. Eu sei se som bem alto e se emocione. Eu sei se som bem alto, eu sei se som bem alto, eu sei se som bem alto, se emocione. Eu sei se som bem alto, eu sei se som bem alto, eu sei se som bem alto, se emocione. Muita gente como eu. A crença é vitamina, foi Deus que me ofereceu. Vivo e transmito na rima enquanto o bumbum me anima. O resultado me alucina, me envolvo, eu tô no clima. Porque tem disposição de saber me soltar, sabendo onde pisar. Vejo que meu esforço só vale a pena mesmo se for pra alcançar. Fazendo história, trilhando uma trajetória. Guerreiros na minha memória, exemplo de lutas e glórias. Eu sei se são bem
som bem alto, se emocione. Ouça esse som bem alto, ouça esse som bem alto, ouça esse som bem alto, se emocione. De cabelo black, usando batom. Tô de moletom, quebrando no flow. Subindo a ladeira, curtindo que é bom. Salve sabotagem, MC de compromisso. Cumpre seu papel no céu, quer que a gente te mantém vivo. Andando por entre os becos, eu vou. Andando por entre os becos,
Carol Conca rapping her way to the top of the new music scene in Brazil, and Boa Noite from her debut album, Batuque Freak. And as Arua said, Carol is performing on the 3rd of April as part of La Linea Festival that starts on the 3rd and goes on to the 14th. You can find details online. I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, coming to you live from the banks of the River Thames at London's South Bank Centre. Still to come, episode 8 of our Commonwealth Connections series. This week, it's music from Brunei and a jewel of the Caribbean, St. Lucia. If you go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, there's lots of stuff on Commonwealth Connections. We've got podcasts of the episodes that we've already aired, lots of photos and blogs about some of the great adventures that have been had in the making of the series so far. And after the trio of this tunes, we're going to be joined once more by Faye Heald and her merry band of seriously well-known folk, the Hurricane Party. So this next sequence of songs is a Latino trio. In other words, stuff you can dance to if you wish. Starting with the rockiest guitar duo in Europe, maybe even in the world, Rodrigo y Gabriela, followed by Salsa Celtica, where we have a meeting of salsa and tight Gallic harmonies. And finally, Marina, whose voice you might recognize from her Ojos de Brujo days, who's gone solo and embraced her poppier side. So first up, Rodrigo y Gabriela and the Sandmaker from their album, Nine Dead Alive.
Thank you. Llegó el sabor para que lo bailes.
Que perder pues pasa. No vengas con resaca ni dolores de cabeza. Tráete ron y fruta fresca y dale, dale. Déjalo todo mal afuera, que aquí solo venimos a hacer.
Con mucho swing, con vacilón y mucho amor. bailando toda la noche hasta que explote. Problemas se quedaron fuera. Dice un brujo que esta es la receta. Acércate a la casa, te invita a la raza sin pereza. Si quieres lo hacemos mar afuera. Rueda por la calle abajo tu silueta negra. Te refresca los ojos que te alimentan. Ya que se arrebata tu locura fresca. ¿A quien no le gusta esa?
Venga, dale, pasa que te va.
Flamenco pop Marina Antagusto from her debut solo album El Baile de las Horas. Another of the artists appearing at La Linea Festival that starts next week. Marina is going to be playing at Rich Mix in East London on the 11th. And so let's return to Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party. Faye, one thing we didn't get to talk about earlier on was how you juggle a very serious academic side of yourself with the singing.
Is it a bit? I'm not sure I'm a serious academic. I do have the day job though, yeah. Work at Sheffield University and I teach ethnomusicology there, so lots of world music and music management as well, so the radio industry. So we should have you in as a guest, definitely.
So what came first? Was it the academic interest or was it the singing? Or is it a bit kind of chicken and egg?
I was a singer and people asked me, well, they were saying, you're too young, you don't know all about this, you'll be better when you're older and you understand it. So I went to university to learn about it, to know what this other thing was. And the more I've learned, the more I've realised they don't really know and I don't know either. So yeah, still lots of questions, but it's a great subject.
You've got a lot of touring coming up, is that right?
Yeah, we're off with this band on next Friday, starting in London at King's Place. Then we're off all over, Newbury and Winchester and Havant and Hailsham, all sorts of places. And then the Full English, the big band, we're doing some festivals, three big festivals, Shrewsbury, Cambridge and Hop Farm. And then we're touring in October as well.
Brilliant. Well, you're going to do one more song for us tonight. What is it, Faye?
It's going to be The Briar and the Rose, song by Tom Waits.
Great. Well, while Faye makes her way to the microphone, thanks to the Hurricane Party for playing for us tonight. Faye Heald, John Bowden, Sam Sweeney, Rob Harbron, and Andy Cutting. And here they are with a song called Briar and the Rose.
I fell asleep down by a stream, and then I heard the stranger's scream. And on by Brennan's glen there grows a briar and a rose. There's a tree in the forest, I don't know where. I built a nest out of and climbing high into the air, the briar and the rose. I don't know how long it has been since I was born in Brennan's glen, but near
Glorious, glorious harmony there. The Briar and the Rose from the Hurricane Party, my guests in session tonight. Thanks very much, guys, for coming in. Next week, we've got the delightful dulcet tones of Cape Verde's Mayra Andrade. Now, Will Quantick Holland is a troubadour, a musician and a DJ. He spent 7 years in Colombia, and he's now in New York. Who knows where he'll be next, but musically, currently, he is Afro-diaspora on a bed of Colombian electro dance. His new album, Magnetica, comes out in May, but as a teaser, he's released this single featuring the young Angolan rapper, Pongo Love.
Yeah. bolo bolo. Dufito, entro na roda, rebolo bolo. Dufito, entro na roda, rebolo bolo. Dufito, entro na roda, rebolo bolo. Toma lá, toma lá, agora te dei. Vai fazer o quê? Toma lá, agora te dei. Abusaste pra quê? Eu te avisei, 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 eu te avisei.
Em Brasília, hora de dançar ska. We'll be right back.
bit of island ambience from Orquestra Brasileira de Música Jamaicana and O Guarani, setting the scene perfectly for more great music from one of the smaller gems of the Caribbean, St. Lucia, a country that has been ping-ponged between two rulers, the French and the British, no less than seven times each in its history, finally gaining full independence from Britain in 1979. This week's Commonwealth Connection features St. Lucia's leading traditional Creole folk band, Man Mai Lacai. Great music accompanied by some of the deepest and dreamiest voices you're going to hear on the radio tonight.
St. Lucia, c'est joli pays. C'est ça m'attend, tout le monde qu'a dit. Les habitants très gentils.
Well, what is that? St. Lucia is a very beautiful country. The inhabitants are very friendly, and we live as one family. Pani Babie, Pani Halikase, there's no real quarreling or discontentment, misunderstanding between us, which happens everywhere. The blacks, the whites, the Indians, we all live in unity.
Fathers were involved in the playing music as part of entertainment for themselves. Basically, they went to school to learn to play music. They played music by ear, and it was basically a form of entertainment. And they had the various dances, and they looked forward to it. And we have seen this mushroomed from our local indigenous music to music which has been brought into our country. Continue to ensure that this type of music continues. It's a bit a challenge currently because we are being influenced by North American music, which basically pervades our radio and television. And we at the Folk Research Center, for example, trying to ensure that we can preserve that cultural heritage, which involves the music, our food, the way we wear our clothing, and the like.
Our traditional folk songs and folk dances are the waltz, the polka, the Italian polka, the quadrille, which people call all the dances quadrille, but they're actually folk dances, the lancers. The rhythm I am playing here is La Comet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, this is not the only way shakshaks are. You'd be surprised at the improvisation that they have done. Aerosol cans. They use a lot of aerosol cans for shakshaks.
Which is Rufus. He's a nickname Yo-Yo. He plays shakshak. The other shakshak on the part is Papius. His name is Augustine, Herbert Augustine Papius. Now, the reason why I put two shakshaks in the band is to make it like stereo shot. You got one on this side and one on this side. So when I hear the two shakshaks, it encouraged me to get the music hot. It sounds hotter than when you have one. And then I have Anthony on the bass guitar. I have Mr. Antoine on the banjo. Then I have Frederick Joseph. He's on the drum. He's a master drummer. He plays the actual folk drumming. And myself, your humble servant, the violinist, Charlie.
The only three groups, if I can recall, who play the kind of indigenous music that Charlie plays. But Charlie seemed to be the most popular one. The men, of course, depend on the playing music too for survival. They play at, as I said, the hotels, mainly for the tourists, for guests. They also play at weddings and most other functions that, because of the popularity, whenever there is some official ceremony at the government house, they also employed and they are given them contracts to play. And they have been doing very well, I must say, over the years. They're basically the stump of St. Lucia currently when it comes to music.
To most of the islands, the polka. I think all of the countries are playing the polka. But ours are different. As you could hear it, it's totally different. And our polka is the sweetest polka you can find. Because in the instruments with the polka, the shakshak and the banjo can make you dance the polka. The violin don't need to play.
Don't forget, these were handed down from the big house on the plantation. The slaves saw what was going on, they heard. So when they happened to own a violin, a guitar, a flute or whatever, they play whatever they could retain. So there are some of the dances which would miss pieces. So two things happened there. Either these pieces were left out or something else was put in its place. But that's something that might be from another dance. Now, another thing with our dances and our songs, people call the groups like Charlie's group, the Mamai Lakai, home children, house children, the string band, the violin band. But in my opinion, a violin band is a band with only violins. So I refer to them as traditional folk bands. They are made up of guitar, the quattro, the banjo, the mandolin, the flute. Sometimes in places you get the saxophone or even clarinet.
Grand round is when everybody join in together. Now the tradition way of our folk dancing in here is mainly the figures, which is called a court dance, the court drill. Whenever somebody is in control, they call dame fraiche, cavalier fraiche. You should know that as a French word. Dame fraiche, cavalier fraiche, a fresh couple going to dance. So when you place yourself into four and then you dance. When you finish, dance from one to four. When the dance complete, they play a grand, which is other people who are not, because it's only four couples that is dancing, so everybody's on a side. But when you play a grand round, everybody in there joining.
Man Mai Lakai, unlocking St. Lucia's quadrille for us, an invitation to all to dance. And you can read producer Lindsay Pell's blog about what turned out to be a Caribbean Kaylee when she was out there recording the music for tonight's Commonwealth Connections. And so we move to this week's heritage track, where a sporting hero introduces us to a piece of music that's been part of their struggle to become an athlete or simply an inspiration to them when they're far away from home. And this is the story of the loneliness of the short-distance runner, Mazia Mahuzin, a 400-meter sprinter from Brunei, the only female athlete representing her country at the London Olympics in 2012. Here she talks about the honour she felt to be part of the team and the joy at being recognised for her efforts.
My name is Mazia Binti Mahusin and I'm 21 years old and I'm a runner for 400 meter. I participated in London Olympic 2012 and I was the first female athlete to represent Brunei Darussalam for the London Olympic 2012. And I was a flag bearer during the opening ceremony and I was really honored to be able to carry the Brunei Darussalam flag. It's really a dream come true. When I get back from the London Olympic and I went to do shopping malls and a lot of people like are starting to recognize me and then they're like, oh, that's Mazia Mahuzin. So then some of them like want to take a photo with me and I was really shocked though, and Some of them like say that we're really proud of you even though you didn't win anything. And they say thank you for being able to represent Brunei at the London Olympic, especially being the first female athlete. And I was really touched by them. I'm not actually a full-time athlete because I'm still studying also, which is in computer studies. I have to divide my time with to come for training and studies. For me, it is really difficult for female athletes in Brunei, and everybody like busy with their works and studies, so only me who continuously training, and mostly I have to train with the male athletes, which is really, really difficult for me to train with them. But for now, after the Olympic, I received a lot of good feedback, so now I have a junior, lots of junior female athletes train with me. Some of them like told me they train because of me, they train because they want to be like me. The song that I choose is called Sabarkan ke seantero dunia, who sing by Putri Noriza. And the song is about a traditional childhood Brunei games. And I remember me and my siblings always play these traditional games during our free times. And also the song is about Brunei, which is rich with nations and cultures. And the children must not be forgotten. Before the Olympic Games, I was about to stop running. It's really common to say there's no future in sports in Brunei. But I just want to change all the Bruneians' thought about it. I just want to show them that even though there's no future, I mean, it's nothing wrong to do whatever you want to do. I mean, I just want to show them that Brunei also have a really a lot of potential athletes, especially female athletes. That's how I'm trying to do now. I mean, I don't want to stop running because a lot of people start running because of me, and they told me they want to be like me. So, I mean, I don't want to stop running because of that. So, I have to continue running and keep representing Brunei and make Brunei proud.
Mazia Mahusin, the 400-meter sprinter, a woman who has inspired many other women to take up sports in Brunei, and a song there that reminds her of the richness of her country. Next week, our Commonwealth connection comes from Rwanda, and 2014 marks the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. In those 20 years, the country has transformed itself into a thriving and prosperous place, and music has played a big role in that transformation. Well, I think we've got time for a few more tunes. If you want details of the music tonight, the playlist is up on the website. You can also listen to any of the bits that you've missed again on the iPlayer or catch up on the sessions that we've had on the show. You can even download podcasts of the Commonwealth Connections and much, much more from our World Music Archives. It's a veritable treasure trove of musical goodies. And talking of treasure, this guy is a national treasure, Senegal's Mal Sec. He's a pioneer of dance music, and perhaps, as in this case, Senegal's Buena Vista Social Club. This is El Duchorito from Vagabond, recordings that Mal Sec did in the 1970s, lovingly restored and re-released.
Hola, hola, hola. Satana, kudenga.
Another album from the plethora of fabulous new releases, the Malawi Mass Boys and Nada Kumudwa, You Betrayed Me, from their album Dirt Is Good. Well, that's it for tonight. Next week, sadly, we'll have packed up our bags here at the Riverside Cafe at South Bank Centre and turned to the studios in Broadcasting House. My guest on the programme is going to be Cape Verde's Mayra Andraja. I hope you can join me then. I leave you tonight with a track from a wonderful Hungarian group, Buddha Folk Band, and Kovacec Ut from their album Modjor Világi Népzene, currently an album in my top 10. Good night.
Buddha Folk Band and Kuvechesh Oot. And that brings World on 3 to a close. It was presented by Lopa Katari and produced by James Parkin. And that's it from our pop-up studio in the South Bank Centre. We're going to be back there in 6 hours' time for breakfast with Martin Handley and plenty more after that. This is BBC Radio 3. The time now is precisely 1 o'clock.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Building bridges between cultures is second nature to this programme, I hope, and it's something that the Beethoven Festival in Bonn takes pretty seriously too. In its current format, it's been an annual event since 1999, and in 2013 it welcomed back the Istanbul University State Conservatory Orchestra and the conductor Ramiz Malik Aslanov. They brought with them Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, which you can hear in 40 minutes or so, and two homegrown works. Ulvi Cemal Erkin lived from 1906 to 1972, and his violin concerto, composed just after the Second World War, draws on Turkish classical and folk music influences. Bahar Biricik is the soloist. Thank you.